What's good, everybody? It's your boy Sway Mac Senior coming right back at you with another episode of the Hammer Fist. We got 11 fights this week. We are back in Fight Island in Abu Dhabi. The headliner this week is going to be Holly Holm versus Irene Aldana. Man, let's get right to it. So, like I said, we have 11 fights this week. Let's get right to it. The first fight, we got Luigi Vanarami going up against Jessen Arari, however you want to say it. This could be a lightweight fight, basically a pick'em here, guys, as far as Vegas is concerned. Luigi is going to be 8K, and Jessen is coming back at 8,200, so they're kind of at that primo spot. Look, this one's a tough fight to call. It's basically a pick'em as far as the inside of the distance prop is concerned as well, so it's possible that this one might end early, but it means it's not worth really, it's not significant enough. Luigi's going to be tough. He's definitely live. Both of them are kind of live. He's the toughest to call here. On the flip side, Ayari, man, he looks to really have the higher pace and just kind of be in better form recently. I do think his chin is a little bit suspect, so that's something to watch out for. But I am leaning him for this being the curtain jerker. I'll probably have about 15% of both of these guys, just because I think both of them will be low owned. And if it ends early, I want some. But I won't much of these guys in any of my lineups here. Next up, we have Casey Kinney, who's going up against Hale Alatang. Man, this is going to be another good one. Casey Kinney's coming in as the huge favorite. Currently, he is -335. This one does not have an inside the distance prop. Look, Alatang, he's got decent boxing. He's also got okay wrestling. He's only 7,200 on DraftKings, but I really don't think he has a chance here, to be completely honest with you. Casey Kinney on the other side, he's probably going to be pretty chalky. He really should show out, but I don't see a finish coming here. I don't see a finish coming here. I could see him possibly scoring well with a win, though, but I don't know. I think he's going to be really, really high-owned, especially earlier on in the card. He's only 9K. He's one of the bigger favorites, so we're definitely going to see some ownership on him. Personally, I'm probably going to be a little bit under the field to him, but he's definitely the preferred play here. All right, next up, we have Luma Lukbumi going up against Jin Yufrey, women's strawweight fight. Jin Yufrey is 7,700 on DraftKings, and Luma Lukbumi is 8,500 on DraftKings, and Lukbumi is currently the favorite at -150. Look, this one will be short and sweet. I don't really like this one for tournaments. Honestly, if you wanted to have 10% of both of them, just in case, I don't mind it, just because they could throw a lot of significant strikes here. But I really don't like either one of them. I'm going to lean Lukbumi, though. Wouldn't be mad if you wanted to throw either one of them in your lineup. Lukbumi at 8,500, Jin Yufrey at 7,700. But I'll be avoiding this one in most of my lineups. All right. We have Jordan Williams next going up against Nasruddin Imavov. This is going to be a middleweight fight. Imavov is 7,500, and Williams is coming back at 8,700. This one's kind of the most interesting fight to me as far as just numbers and stats and stuff are concerned. Also with Vegas, Williams started off as the huge favorite here. That's why price-wise, he's 8,700. You got Imavov. Imavov coming in at 7,500. But currently, Imavov it's basically a pick'em. But Imavov was pretty much a huge underdog. So now that it's a pick'em, I can tell you right now that Imavov is going to be extremely chalky. But I also think that really he should be able to style here. I think he's going to be able to take him down and really do whatever he wants here. And that's what we want for DraftKings. We want takedowns and we want advances. We want that kind of stuff and we want early finishes. So I'll have a lot of Imavov. But also, this one has a -185 inside the distance prop, so I'll be hedging some of those lineups with Williams as well, because he does have the advantage on the feet. And if this does stay standing, or for any reason Imavov doesn't get it down right away, or can't keep him down, it could get dicey. So there you go. But this is definitely a target fight, guys. This is definitely a target fight. Next up, we have Charles Jourdain going up against Joshua Kuiba. This is going to be a featherweight fight. Kalibau is coming in at 6,900, and Jourdain is coming in at 9,300. Kalibau basically is going to be a hedge play, guys, because I think if he does anything and wins this fight, pretty much he'll probably be optimal because he's so cheap that he'll probably go 10x at least. But Charles Jourdain should really be able to style here. This one is minus 195 inside the distance. I'm going to try to get Charles Jourdain in as many lineups as I can, but I don't want to be over the field here because at 9,300, he's pretty much the most expensive fighter. He's going to need to put up 100 plus here and get a finish, which I think he'll do. But for something's telling me not to kind of go all in on this guy here. All right. And next up we have Carlos Condit going up against Court McGee. Court McGee is currently 8,300 and he is the slight favorite here at minus 137. Carlos Condit is 7,900 on DraftKings. Both these guys are cheap. I don't really like this at all. Court McGee is somewhat live for the sub, so it's possible that he can sub out Carlos Condit. He's lost by sub like three out of his last four or five fights or something like that. Carlos Condit hasn't won a fight in years. And Court McGee's been looking pretty bad too, but I think he's just going to be able to put up a higher pace. But you can't count out Carlos Condit. A lot of people probably don't remember, but this guy was a beast, man, for a long time. You know, he's just definitely fighting past his prime, probably just because he loves it, just to get the scrap on. But yeah, I don't really like it here. He kind of does a lot of flopping to his back and just kind of stuff like that, which I don't like. So I'm going to try to avoid it. If anything, I might have like 10%. I'm going to play about 30 to 40 lineups this week, maybe about 40 to 50. We'll see. But yeah, I'll be avoiding this one. If you didn't catch it, I'll be avoiding this one in most of my lineups, though. All right, we're cruising on through here. We'll make this one short this week. It'll definitely be less than 15 minutes. All right, so next up we have Dusko Todorovic going up against Daquan Townsend. Man, I swear they just put Daquan in there to just take L's, man. He's just in there to just take quick L's. He lost to Dalcha. He got knocked out. He lost to Bevon. He lost to Devin Clark. Now, he did take those guys to three rounds, but that's not going to happen here. Dusko should be able to take this guy down, like, right away. I'm going to try not to super overload here just because it's possible that, you know, I just have a feeling something funky may happen here. But when you look at pricing, you know, we get a discount at the 9,100 price range. And I really just think he's just going to be able to just be able to kind of do whatever he wants. He's minus 335. He's minus 335. You got Townsend coming back at 7,100 price wise. And yeah, Dusko is the minus 335 favorite currently as far as DraftKings Sportsbook is concerned. This one doesn't have an inside the distance prop. And yeah, it's just tough, but I'll definitely have some shares for sure. I'll probably be about on way to the field on Dusko, but I do think he gets it done here. I think we might see a weird fight here. All right, next up we have Kyler Phillips going up against Cameron Else. Cameron Else is 7K on DraftKings. Kyler Phillips is coming back at 9,200 on DraftKings. Phillips is the heaviest favorite we have on the card at minus 480. This one is the biggest inside the distance prop that we have as well, as minus 250. Doesn't take a genius to tell you that we want to get Phillips in as many lineups as we can. Probably Else is worth just some hedge ownerships here. The only thing I think we can get away with as far as how we can kind of gain an edge is by not playing Else, but just by not loading up on Kyler Phillips and everything. If you want to spread some of those out to Dusko, or even, you know, elsewhere, somebody we'll talk about a little later on, even a Duran Amin, who we'll talk about here next. I'm okay with that, but don't go all in on Kyler Phillips, but I'm sure he'll be about 40% owned, 40 or 50% owned. So you probably want to be about on weight with the field there. All right, and next up, we talked about it earlier. We have Jermaine Durandamine going up against Juliana Pena. GDR, man, GDR fight week. I love it. Man, she really should. You got a classic striker versus a grappler matchup here, Pena being the grappler. She's going to have to be able to get Durandamine down. Basically, Durandamine at minus 150 is going to need to be able to stuff these takedowns. She's only 8,600 on DraftKings, and I think we can definitely see a finish here. Julia Pena, 7,600 on DraftKings, and she definitely has the takedown upside. If she gets her down, she can possibly sub her out, man. So I'll have some shares for sure. I'll also have some shares of Durandamine. I'll probably have about 30 to 40% of Durandamine in my lineups, to be honest with you. I think she's too cheap for kind of what she can do here to get this finished. When she wins, she's pretty, you know, she's got 84, 112. She's got a 70 against Holly Holm, but that was a terrible fight. Holly Holm is, her pace is awful. And that was a 5-round fight. She only scored 70 points because Holly Holm, we'll talk about later, likes to just kind of keep girls up against the fence. But then she scored 102 and a KO as well. I mean, so she's, you know, she's looking to knock her girls out. You know what I mean? So this is going to be a good fight. I'm going to try to be over the field on GDR. Next up, we have Jorgen De Castro going up against Carlos Felipe. This is a heavyweight fight. We got some big boys here. Felipe, 7,300. Jorgen De Castro is 8,900. And this is pretty much an all-in fight, guys. I'm not going to go 100% on it, but I'm definitely going to have about 30% of De Castro. And then I'm going to come back with about 35%, percent of about Felipe. I do want to try to get this in as many lineups as I can. I think we get a discount on both of these guys. So if we get a finish from either, they should more than likely be optimal, especially being the co-main event. I really like it. So that's how I'm going to play it. That's how I suggest you should play it as well. All right. In the main event here, I'm pretty sure we have a championship contending fight here. We have Irene Aldana going up against Holly Holm. Holly Holm is 8,400 on DraftKings, and Irene Aldana is 7,800 on DraftKings. I'll tell you right now, Irene Aldana is definitely going to be the play. The interesting thing here is that Holly Holm, like we talked about, her pace is just so awful that I don't really like her as a play. She's got to knock Irene Aldana out in the first two rounds. So just because the MMA can be crazy, in all of my lineups, I'll probably have about 15% of Holly Holm just in case, you know, no more than 20. But then I'm going to have about, you know, 50-60% of Irene Aldana, because if she wins this fight, she's definitely going to hit 10x. And that's really the only way this fight is really going to be a high-scoring fight. Otherwise, you know, I don't mind if people want to kind of just completely get past this one. It is 5 rounds, so that always makes it interesting with the striking. These ladies can always, you know, just kind of strike for 5 rounds and put in a lot of stuff. But, yeah, that's how we're going to play it. This is your boy, Sway Max Sr. We got UFC Fight Island 4. Let's get it. Let me know if you have any questions, anything like that. Just in case I wasn't clear enough, Aldana is the play. Play a little bit of Holly Holm. Let's get it. Peace.